From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat's coalition government runs into problems with Agriculture Minister Ruben Mead given the axe. Thousands turn out to pay last respects to late Guyanese President Chetty Jagun, and American medical experts maintain the U.S. embargo is having a devastating effect on Cuban health. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
This coalition is going to end up in problems, and that's why I don't want to join in it.
One of Montserrat's former chief ministers, John Osborne, speaking after the November 11 election, which led to a coalition administration headed by the present chief minister, Bertrand Osborne. Today, 4 months later, the coalition has had its first casualty, Ruben Mead. He has been dismissed as Minister for Agriculture. Mr. Mead, chief minister until last November's elections, was part of a coalition comprising 4 elected members of the legislature. Chief Minister Osborne says he's being relieved of his duties because Mr. Mead is no longer willing to work with the rest of the government team. The chief minister singled out in particular instructions by Mr. Mead to the Land Development Authority to close its operations.
Mr. Mead made the decision to close the operations of the LDA without any consultation with me or any other minister of government. Having done so, and after having been spoken to about his attitude on other occasions, I have come to the conclusion and have absolutely no doubt that Mr. Mead has reached a stage where he feels he could do whatever he wants within his ministry, even making a major policy decision without reference to the rest of us.